shows.com. See you at the show.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Welcome to Monday's Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Over the weekend, President Putin went to Christ the Savior Cathedral to pay his funeral respects to a Vladimir Zhirinovsky. I don't know who that is. But he took a football with him, a nuclear football briefcase. He's staying close to it. You're not going to mess with this man. The West isn't going to mess with him. And some people may be happy to hear what I'm going to say. Others are going to be bewildered. But it appears as if Vladimir Putin may have cancer. Here, I think, in the last, just recently, he had an operation, a stomach operation. I don't know what kind of cancer he has. The people that watch, the leaders of the world, noticed that his face was a little full. He's got a full face anyhow. He's a healthy person. He's very hydrated. That's why he looks so young. And they noticed that his face seems to be a little fuller than it normally is, indicating that he may be taking steroids for whatever the condition it is that he has. And some other insane observers stated that this is probably because he's taking these steroids, it's made him, Vladimir's, a little edgy, a little tense, and this is why he probably invaded the Ukraine. Well, I want to tell you, for those type of individuals, he was forced by the American CIA, and which France has admitted that the United States has been involved in, and England has been involved in Ukraine since this whole fiasco began. They are supplying Zelensky heavily, heavily, with billions of dollars worth of arms. Putin went in for different reasons. One reason, because of the rise of the Nazi Azov Battalion and other nationalist groups that have been funded by and directed by and put in place by the United States of America after World War II. A greater threat to Russia than before, because now with the NATO nations, there are more NATO nations surrounding Western Russia than ever before. And America has been requesting that some of these NATO nations begin to put nuclear weapons in their countries to stop Russia's plans. Russia has no plans. Russia's is like a wolf in a corner, and you better be careful. So people think that Vladimir did this because he's not feeling well. Well, this man is much more brilliant and much more rational than the Western press would want anyone to believe. Vladimir Putin is going to protect, and as I go on into the program, you'll understand, this is the only country in the world that is pushing back against the New World Order globalists of the West. The only country in the world, Russia took the lead, and now other nations have decided, you know, we have an opportunity to push back collectively against the plans of Klaus Schwab, Anthony Fauci, Barack Obama, who's still in power behind the scenes, Joe Biden, who is carrying out his orders as president, and the Pilgrim Society out of Europe, London, Pilgrim Society out of New York City, the American Congress, and to a great degree, this whole political system in America, the Rhino Republicans that know really what's going on, and the Rhino Republicans who are globalists themselves, Mitch McConnell, the sleeping with the enemy, Mitch McConnell. His wife is a communist, billionaire, a daughter of a billionaire. I'm getting sidetracked. So, as we go into the program, right now, the voice of reason internationally, whether I don't, I'm presenting it to you, you decide, the voice of reason is Vladimir Putin. And the Western powers must destroy him, as I've explained in detail over previous programs. The One World Order, the New World Order, this group, this cabal of very powerful individuals, non-governmental organizations, the intelligence agencies of the United States and of England, and some of the European nations, they know that if there was ever an opportunity for them to take over the wealth of Asia, Central Asia, this is the time. Also, the West realizes that China, who they made strong, the Rockefeller Foundation, who made China great, I have articles in front of me, before me, who made China great by taking America's great industrial and manufacturing base and moving it to China. And it backfired on them. You don't give a little boy a machine gun, because that little boy is going to grow up and he's going to learn how to use that weapon. This is what they have done to China, and the West is going to pay for it. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back. 1360KHNC.com podcast.
Do you need to fix a draft or upgrade your home? Call Next Gen Windows and Doors, voted best in Northern Colorado for their superior window and door replacements. Call now for a free in-home evaluation. Mention KHNC and receive a 5% discount.
You can reach them at 970-888-6588. Again, that's 970-888-6588. Or go to their website at nexgenwindowsanddoors.com.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Called the Glass Doctor of Greeley. Foggy window panes, cracked or chipped windshields, glass shower installations. We do it. We do it good. Heavy equipment glass, home, business, or auto glass repair or replace. We do it real good. Called Glass Doctor of Greeley. Do it good.
Stupid robot! That cracks you up. Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. 970-616-3100. That's 970-616-3100.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Yourself and one for your dreams. You drift through the years and life seems tame till one dream appears and love is its name.
You only live twice, or so it seems, once for yourself and once for your dreams. Vladimir Putin. He may have cancer, don't know what kind, but this man is dedicated to the preservation of his country that he loves. He is has the faith in Christ that he needs to have to rule his country. Remember what King Solomon said. God asked King Solomon, what is your request? And Solomon thought about it and said, wisdom to rule this great and mighty people. And God said, granted Solomon's wish. I believe at this point in his life, Vladimir Putin is also asking his God, Christ, what? Give me wisdom on how to stand against the satanic globalist agendas of the West who have tried to destroy Russia since the late 1800s and all through the last century have tried to destroy Russia but haven't been able to. He needs wisdom. Eventually, according to the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, God is going to punish Russia, and judgment is going to come upon Russia, but it's not going to come by the United States of America, not by NATO, not by the EU. God is going to punish Israel, punish Russia when Russia invades Israel in the future, in the near future. People will believe that that is the War of Armageddon. It is not the War of Armageddon. The War of Armageddon will take place 7.5 years roughly into the future after Russia is destroyed. On my program yesterday on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry program, which you can go to, podcast 1360khnc.com, I gave a review of exactly detailed account of what will happen in the near future. Russia will invade Israel. But before that, Russia is going to have conflict, and Russia is going to take her forces to a degree in a different direction, and God is going to turn Russia's direction from conflict, probably in the Ukraine and in Eastern Europe, to Israel. And not Israel, present-day Israel. It will be, Israel is going to expand her borders. Israel is going to double her landmass, according to the prophecies about Israel. Israel right now, from the Jordan River, west to the Mediterranean Sea, north to Syria, and down south to Aqaba. That is the present land of present-day Israel. But Israel has wars that God has commanded she fight. And at the end of those wars, Israel is going to occupy the land of present-day Jordan. Israel is going to double her real estate very shortly. After she doubles her real estate and owns and occupies present-day Jordan, then Russia, Iran, and a group of other nations will come to attack Israel, not west of the Jordan River. This is how detailed God's scripture, his Bible, his prophecies are. Not west of the Jordan River. They're not coming in to destroy what we know as present-day Israel. Nope. That is going to be occupied. That land has got to be protected because eventually a coming president of this country that we call Antichrist is going to take over and invade Israel, and he will invade and occupy present-day Israel. But there is another piece of property in Jordan that Israel is also going to own. It will be in that piece of property that the children of Israel that go there when Antichrist declares himself to be God, they're to flee and they're to go east of the Jordan River into present-day Jordan, and there they will be protected. That is a wilderness that God will take them to. I'm just giving you insight into what's coming. Many of you don't know probably anything about Bible prophecy. I want you to trust it. It's detailed. It's accurate. It tells you what's going to happen in the future. That's what's going to happen to Israel. Russia's coming down to attack. But when Israel and these nations come, they're not going to, the war will not take place anywhere west of the Jordan River. The war will take place east of that river in the mountains of Syria. So now you know, when Russia comes, she cannot invade present-day Israel. She will invade the new real estate, the new area that Israel is going to own shortly. It's already beginning to develop. If I can get to it, I've got it right here in my notes, out of the words of the media. Now, Germany stated that they are not going to send any more weapons to the Ukraine. Germany's reached its limit. Some of the nations of the West now are not going along anymore. They cannot continue with America's direction. And this is an American objective. This is not a EU. It's not a NATO objective. They are being stiff-armed. Their arms are behind their back, and America is putting pressure on them to force them to be involved with this campaign against Russia in the Ukraine, in the black hole. But no, some of the nations now, like Germany, we're done. We're not sending any more weapons. We've reached our limit. Then, this Joseph Borrell, he's the European Union for Foreign Affairs, he states this. This war that they're in presently will be won on the battlefield. And he says, on Monday, meaning today, I'm convening a European Union Foreign Affairs Council to discuss the next steps for continued war. Jens Stoltenberg, the NATO secretary, he stated that this American-led military bloc will deploy a permanent full-scale military force on the eastern flank to deter Russia. No, to provoke Russia, not deter Russia, provoke Russia. He continues, we've now asked our military commanders to provide options for what we call a reset, a more longer-term adaptation of NATO. This is the part of the reset which we have to make, which is to move from tripwire deterrence to something which is more about deterrence by denial or defense. So it's already in progress. More Foreign Minister spokeswoman Maria Zakharov from Russia, she states this, so much for economic organization. This is no longer the European Union. It's just NATO's Economic Relations Department. The European Union changed itself from being an economic union of peaceful nations to NATO's war financer, she continued. Then it sees, says that non-EU member, now guess who's not a UN member? England. The Pilgrim Society. Why? Because the Pilgrim Society in England, in London, they want everybody else to fight the dirty work. England, these cowards, they don't want to be involved in that. They want to control, but they don't want to dirty their fingers. They don't want blood on their fingers. They don't want to sleep. They want to be able to sleep at night. These cowards in the British Pilgrim Society, these Satanists who serve the devil, they use the other nations of Europe. They use the NATO nations. I have a verse for you. I'm going to read it, so you can understand who these people are in the Schwab, Fauci. If you can't see what I'm going to tell you, there's nothing I can do to help you. To the audience who understands what's going on, you'll understand it. You'll accept it. But there's probably those out there that won't have a clue as to what I'm going to present. But here it is. This is out of Job. Remember Job? The patience of Job, Job 9, verse 24. This is the Living Translation. And this is talking about the time prior to Christ's return. The whole earth, not part of the earth, the whole earth is in the hands of the wicked. Presently, the whole world, internationally, is in the hand of the wicked. God blinds the eyes of the judges and lets them be unfair. Have you seen so much corruption in your judicial system in the United States of America? Like, you haven't seen this type of corruption in the last 20 years. It's been moving forward incrementally, but here in the last 4 or 5 years, look at the corruption of the judicial system, the Supreme Court, all the districts throughout the land. Why? Because it says at the end of the world, God is going to blind the eyes of the judges and lets them be unfair. And then it ends, the verse ends, part C. It says, who has this kind of authority and power to allow this? God. God himself allows it, because he has to let evil mature along with good. And this is what we're witnessing in the world. You can almost tell who the good people of the world are in contrast to the evil people, the wicked people. The whole world is in the hands of the wicked. And the wicked has a very specific meaning. The hands of those who hate God of the heaven. The one true God. The wicked who know he's alive. They don't fear him because the devil has lied to them. They believe that they're going to overthrow God. But the Bible says just the opposite. God will allow them to do their evil so that everybody can see what they are, what the tree. If the tree is evil, it brings forth evil fruit. And you see what's happening internationally. So going back to Ukraine, this whole operation is in the hands of the wicked. Now, Prime Minister Boris Johnson, he makes a surprise visit to the Ukraine on Saturday. And he pledged, he pledged to send a second weapons shipment in the next 2 days, weapons to Ukraine. Then after that, NATO announces that it's going to begin engaging in the Asian Pacific region. Now listen to what I'm going to tell you here, because it's going to shock you. Then NATO announces that it's going to begin engaging in the Asian Pacific region, both practically and politically, in light of China's growing influence and coercion and its unwillingness to condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine. China won't condemn Russia, so now we're going to politically and practically stand against China. Good luck. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back in a few minutes. 1360 KHNC Podcast.
Hey there, guys. How long have you been waiting for good conservative quality radio? Well, you finally reached your destination at 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-priced spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com. A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m. for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all summer long, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Goldfinger, he's the man with a Midas touch, a spider's touch, such a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin.
Everything is about gold. He who has the gold rules. And right now, Russia, whether you like Vladimir Putin or not, this man has made Russia great. This man has had the wisdom of Solomon to bring Russia as a power in the end of the world, a nation who would be very powerful politically, economically, and militarily. Because according to Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, Russia has to have these three conditions: economic power, political power, and military power. Is the Bible correct? Is the Bible true? Can you believe prophecy? Only two chapters about the end of the world, Russia. Ezekiel chapter 38, 39. Don't use the King James because it's hard to understand. Use a different translation. The New Living Translation is good. There are many other translations that you can get a vernacular that makes sense. I study out of the King James and others, but Russia, I forget how many, 2 million metric tons of gold, and Vladimir Putin has been storing up for 20 years, and the West, foolish West, has been getting the nations into debt, whereas Russia has no debt. The economic sanctions on Russia have failed. They failed. Russia has resources. They don't need to buy anything from other nations. They have mills. They create their own steel, their own gunpowder, their own lead for the bullets, their nuclear programs. They have everything they need. They're preppers, the ultimate prepper. The Russian people are the ultimate preppers. Vladimir Putin, his nation, after 100 years of being attacked by the Pilgrim Society out of New York and out of London, the Russian people have suffered greatly. But since Vladimir Putin became president of that country, the country has turned around. For about the last 50 years, they began to once again believe and have faith in Almighty God, the God who rules all things from His heaven. And Vladimir Putin, when he took office the first day of this century, he allowed even greater freedom to the Russian people. He doesn't put the Christians in jail. He lets them go to Sunday services to worship. They're going to have a great Easter this year, a great Easter in spite of the war, the conflict that they've been in. We see things naturally. We Americans, we're loyal to America, which we should be. The Russians are loyal to Russia, which they should be. NATO is loyal to whatever it is America tells them to be loyal to. But we see things in a natural way. This is why I present to you opinions and thoughts out of what the Bible says in eschatology, out of end time prophecies and events. Because this way, when you see what the Bible says, two things happen. Most importantly, number one, you begin to realize you can trust the Bible. You cannot trust the mainstream media. What they tell you, just the opposite of what God has told you. God cannot lie. He tells you the truth in His Bible. The mainstream media lies about everything. Every time you see a sentence in that paper, their lips are moving and everything they say is a lie. Don't believe it. The Lord said, don't be deceived at the end of the world. Excuse me, don't be deceived. And how are you going to be deceived? By listening to the mainstream media. That is the great source of deception right there. This is what Christ was talking about. He said, I think, 3 or 4 times, He said, don't be deceived when you see this or when you see that. One of them is, don't be deceived. Be deceived. Be wise in what you hear, because what goes into your ear, if you're not wise, you're going to believe it. So, now, something that happened, I was just finishing out the last segment. So NATO announces that they're going to engage in this Asian Pacific region practically and politically in light of China's growing influence and coercion and its unwillingness to condemn Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. Well, guess what happens? So there's a flight, I think it was on Friday, and yeah, it was Friday night, 6 Chinese People's Liberation Army Forces Y-20 cargo planes appeared heading west of the Turkish airspace towards Serbia. The Chinese military cargo jets landed at Nikola Tesla International Airport in the capital of Belgrade, with plane watchers catching their Chinese markings on final approach and on the tarmac. Observers noted that at least some of the planes had the covers for their chaff and Flair's countermeasure systems removed. They were expecting conflict. What's Russia doing in Central Asia? It looks very much like they may have been equipped with live countermeasures, which would be anticipatory of some sort of potential threat. Well, China is helping somebody over there. Now, another thing, too, is when Russia began this special denazification operation, I apologize. You know, early in the year I got COVID, and ever since then I've had problems with, and I don't know, everybody's probably had a little problem with COVID, but just things in the lungs. But it's okay. I'm well. So, one thing the American people don't know about Russia's going into Ukraine to denazify is that Russia went in and has been protecting Jewish peoples of Israel from the Biden administration, which had contracted with the International Human Rights Clinic at Harvard University. They published a study called Apartheid in the Occupied West Bank, a Legal Analysis of Israel's Actions. This right here, this right here is the fox's tail. There's going to be war in the Middle East. Biden administration is going to push apartheid, and Israel's going to respond. We'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Hey, my name's Jariah with Performance Restoration Dent Repair. We're a family-run business located in downtown Longmont. We specialize in hail repair, door dings, creases, large dent repair, and ceramic coatings. If you're interested, give us a call at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com. Again, call us at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com.
They could have had it all, but they're not going to get any of it. They're only going to get what God will give them, what God will allow them to have. They're going to destroy everything that is good, these wicked people that God says he's going to leave the earth and put the earth in the hands of the wicked people, just for a brief period of time. And I say in probably a decade, their control that they've had for 6,000 years is going to be over, complete, done. About 10 more years, that's all they've got. And you know what? You may not believe it, but they do. They know their time is short. This is why these wicked people that hate God have increased. They're a little more intense. They're increasing. They're moving their plans. They're pushing. They're forcing. They're under extreme stress and pressure because the devil is forcing them to try to move their campaign forward. But you know what? There is a rope holding them back. It's the hand of God keeping them in check, and they know it. They don't like it. They are livid because they cannot do what they want to do ahead of time. They're livid because Donald Trump interfered with their plans in 2016. For 4 years, he put a really interfered with what their objectives were. Could you imagine what they could have done in 4 years should Hillary Clinton have come to office? Do you imagine where the world would be today? But God interfered. And once again, if Vladimir Putin wasn't in the presidency in Russia, can you imagine where these people would be right now? How far ahead they would have been in their objectives? They're moving. Now, going back to Israel, what I was saying before the break. This apartheid, which is a lie, this is going to cause conflict. And as the Biden administration, as they continue to allow this lie to be believed by the people of the world and by the terrorist groups in the Middle East, it's going to encourage them. They're going to get bold. The terrorists are going to begin to think, hey, this administration in America is behind us, which it is. Barack Obama was behind it fully, and he's still behind it and counseling Joe on what to do. This article I'm reading from that had been doing today's program is out of whatdoesitmean.com. This was out of Sunday's, their news on Sunday. The Biden regime plans to use as the basis to place crushing sanctions on Israel, the matter of apartheid. The Biden regime plotted this past week with Amnesty International to use this vile anti-Semitic study to smear Israel and its Jewish people. Russia quickly banned Amnesty International, along with a dozen other Western colonial so-called human rights non-governmental organizations. An action to defend the Jewish peoples of Israel, quickly joined by top Republican Party lawmakers, United States Senator Rick Scott and Mike Braun, who introduced their bill to prohibit Amnesty International from receiving taxpayer-funded federal assistance and benefits from the United States government, which in part stated, Amnesty International has proven itself to be a sham of human rights organization that perpetuates anti-Semitic propaganda. Last month, American International U.S. Director stated, we are opposed to the idea that Israel should be preserved as a state for the Jewish people. Well, this means that now they are going to set things in motion. Israel's early wars before Russia comes are going to begin. this matter of apartheid, and that word apartheid is going to set things in motion. You think what's happening in the Ukraine is bad? You wait and see what's going to happen when Israel is attacked by the terrorist groups out of Damascus, regions of Syria, Lebanon, out of Jordan. I'm afraid Jordan's going to be forced into the conflict. Doesn't want to be, but it's going to be. King of Jordan is going to be forced to also join in with the other nations. And then also in the Gaza Strip, they've been itching in the Gaza Strip. The terrorists in that area have been itching to once again start sending mortars and rockets into Israel. When this begins this next time, I feel this next time, Israel has determined it is going to, I don't know what the operation is going to be called, sweep up, clean up, overthrow, take possession of, yeah, that's what it's going to be, Operation Take Possession of the Nation of Jordan. That's going to be the operation name. I just named it. Operation Take Over Jordan, because, and destroy Damascus in the meantime. It'll be Operation Destroy Damascus, remove the terrorist groups out of Lebanon, out of Syria, destroy Damascus, take over present-day Jordan, expand our real estate to double the size, and take over the Gaza Strip so we have no threat from the southwest. Operation Clean Up the Area. That's what it's going to be called, and it's going to happen. It's in Psalm 83 and other scriptures throughout the Bible. Rick Rodriguez will be back. Podcast 1360KHNC.com.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the My Kind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC free. Just go to the website, 1360KHNC.com, click the shop.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info.
While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
See you at the show.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! 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 Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003 and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
I want to thank Anonymous Mike, True Blood Mike, for supporting The Present Truth, and everyone else that has supported The Present Truth. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I'm going to finish up by just saying that, you know, Israel is going to have an operation. There's going to be an operation, a military operation. And that operation, in all seriousness, is to destroy Damascus. Because this has been the heart of terrorism in the Middle East, Damascus, being funded by Iran. And he's going to clear out the terrorists in Lebanon and in the Gaza Strip and in south, I think it's southwest Saudi Arabia that borders just south of the Jordan. And Israel is going to expand her border, and the border is going to go all the way into the nation presently of Jordan. She's going to increase her double, she's going to double her real estate. And also, Israel will destroy Damascus, but will not move into Damascus or into Syria. She's not going to invade Syria, not going to invade Lebanon. Those nations are going to remain nations separate from the borders of Israel. But Israel will, and legally speaking, according to the Bible, Jordan is Israel's property anyhow, given to God, given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the Old Testament. We're witnessing prophecy being fulfilled. Before Russia comes down, Israel is going to take over and secure her borders all the way around. The borders will be secure. The Mediterranean, north into Syria, Lebanon, and all the way west into Iraq and Saudi Arabia, and down to the south, Egypt. Egypt is in the Bible too. Egypt has got a few prophecies left for her, and then Christ will return. And the coming Antichrist, this coming leader of America, we would call him a president, Egypt is going to retaliate when Antichrist invades Israel. And Antichrist is going to use some type of nuclear weapons to destroy Egypt. Egypt will not be occupied for 40 years. For 40 years, Egypt, the Egyptian people, are going to be scattered into the nations. They're going to be absorbed by other countries. And then eventually, after the 40 years is completed, Israel will go, Egypt, the people of Egypt will return to Egypt, to their land. But that'll be into 40 years after Christ returns, roughly 37 years, somewhere in there. There's an exact timeline. I have to figure it out. So that's with what's happening. The nations in Europe, many of the nations are not fully on board with the United States plans in the Ukraine. The corruption in the Ukraine, Joe Biden, we find out, has, 200 acres of land, his own personal property. He bought some property in the Ukraine. And underground, they found these massive tunnels. Something bad has been going on in those tunnels. So Joe Biden, he has real estate in present-day Ukraine. So I'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Rick Rodriguez, podcast, 1360KHNC.com. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon on 1360KHNC. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
Hello, this is Daniel from A&D Design. We stopped by today to let you know that we have kitchen and bathroom cabinets. These are soft close full overlay cabinets with full extension rails made of plywood. You can contact us at 303-968-6678, and Cyrus has our website.
You can find more information on our website at andcabinetdesign.com. That's andcabinetdesign.com.
And again, just call me, 303-968-6678.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Love.